It's Erev Kabbalas HaTorah. We need to get ourselves ready for Yom Tov. Been asked to speak about the topic Noshim B'mai Zachyon, which I suppose we could translate and say means what is the role of the Jewish woman? What is the tafkid of ladies? Because we know women are not mitzvah with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mitzvah saseh, shazman groma. There seems to be a difference. So what is the role that is expected of a Yiddish shemama? We know b'shas kabbalas haTorah, the Rebbeinu Shloilem gave us 613 mitzvahs, which we have to be mekayim. And the question which the Mefarshim ask is, it's not possible for any individual in Klal Yisrael to keep all the 613 mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs which only apply to Kohanim. If you're not a Kohen, you can't keep that mitzvah. The Karbunas, all various mitzvahs, which is in Sefer Vayikra, lots of mitzvahs which only can be fulfilled by Kohanim. There are mitzvahs which only apply to Levim. There are mitzvahs for Yisraelim. There are mitzvahs which can only be kept in Eretz Yisrael. If you're living in a Chitz Loris, you can't keep those mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs which are only for men, putting on tefillin and so on. There are mitzvahs which are only for ladies. So it's not possible, ask the Mefarshim, for any person in Klal Yisrael to keep all the 613 mitzvahs. The Chodkiv Rebbe in his Sefer Gizei Yisrael says a gewaltige Wort. We know famous Mama Chazal, Rebbe Kiva said, "V'ahavto l'reicha kamoicha ze klal godol b'Torah." Why is this mitzvah, v'ahavto l'reicha kamoicha, one of the 613 mitzvahs, referred to as a klal godol b'Torah? And the Rebbe answers and explains as follows. Because I cannot keep myself all the 613 mitzvahs. However, if I help somebody else, I support somebody else, I encourage somebody else to keep a particular mitzvah, make it possible for him to keep that mitzvah, so then I also get the schar, I have a chelek, I become a shittuf, a partner in his keeping that particular mitzvah. Says Rabbi Kiva, v'ahavto l'reyach kamoicha, by there being a true ahavas Yisrael, true achdus and support one yid to another, ze klal godoil b'Torah. This is a klal godoil for keeping the entire Torah, as if it will be regarded as each and every one of us have kept the entire Torah. And that's why, says the Rebbe, B'shas kabbalas haTorah shteit in Rashi, we all know a famous Rashi, V'yichan Yisrael neged aho, ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. In order to keep the Torah, in order for them to be able to be mekayim the whole Torah, it had to be ke'ish echad b'leiv echad, all the Yidden together. Before Yaakov Avini was nifter, he called in the Shvutim, and he told them, "Hey, Osvi v'agid lechem esa sheyikra eschem b'achis hayimim." He called them all to come together, and he gave them all a brucha. Ish kebechusoy beirach oisam. Each shevet he gave their own brucha. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, why was it necessary to call all the shvutim together? If he was to give one brucha to all the 12 shvutim, so we understand. But he didn't do that. He gave an individual and separate brucha to each and every shevet. So why was it that all the 12 shvutim had to be assembled? They all had to hear the brucha he gave to Reuven. They all had to hear the brucha he gave to Shimon and so on. Why? He gave each shevet a different brucha. Zuk Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, this yesod. Yaakov Avini wanted the Shutim should understand each and every Shevet has their own role to play. For example, we know Yisuchah, those are the ones who learn Torah. The villain, they are the ones who go out to work, who support the Yisocha. Yaakov Avini wanted that all the Shutim should hear the bracha he's giving to Reuven is not the same bracha he's giving to Shimon. The bracha he's giving to Shimon is not the same bracha he's giving to Levi. Each and every person has a role to play, and that is his tafkid in this world. We don't all have to do the same thing. We don't all have to be the same. We know in an orchestra, the beauty of the orchestra is from the harmony of the different instruments playing together. You have a violin, you have a cello, you have a harp, you have a trumpet, you have a flute, you have a drum, you have cymbals, and they all play, each one at their tone, at their level, and together comes out a beautiful sound, a harmony of all the instruments playing together. But the instruments are all different instruments. If they're all going to be just the same, just violins, just cellos, just drums, just cymbals, it won't be really enjoyable. The enjoyment comes about from the variety, and they all work together to produce a harmony. This is how it is in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, there are different roles to play for different people, Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, men and women. Each and every person has their tafkid and their tachlis. The Ksav Sofer writes as follows. We find in Parshas Mishpotim a pasuk where it's written, "Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem." Va'avadetem, you should serve Hashem. It's written in the plural, Beloshen Rabim, Va'avadetem. Carries on the pasuk Beloshen Yochid, "Iveirach eslach mecho ve'esmei mecho." It says, "Ribono Shloim, if you will serve Hashem, then you will get a brocha, a beirach eslach mecho ve'esmei mecho." Asks the Ksav Sofer, why does the pasuk start off in the plural? It doesn't say va'avadato and you shall serve, it says va'avadatem, and all Yidden will serve Hashem, but the brocha is written in the singular, a beirach eslach mecho. It doesn't say eslach mechem ve'esmei mechem, a beirach eslach mecho ve'esmei mecho. Tells us the Ksav Sofer this same yesod, that a person has to realize each and every Yid has their job and their tafkid, what they have to do. Va'avadatem, each one should do their avoida. But don't think that because of this somehow you're going to lose out and you're not going to get the same bruch as your neighbor, as your friend. He's a kohen, he's going to get a greater schar than me. He's a levi, he's going to get a greater schar than me. He's a man, he's going to get a greater schar than me. No. Individual, Loshen Yochid, each and every single Yid will get the brucha which they deserve, even if their role is different to their next door neighbor. Many years ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to see somebody in one of the big hotels in Yerushalayim. And while I was waiting there in the foyer, a lady came over to me from America. Not such a from lady, didn't know very much about Yiddishkeit. And she came over to me and she said, "Can I ask you a question?" I said, "With pleasure, what do you want to ask?" She said, "I'm here for the first time. I've come to a trip to the Holy Land, and we've been going around, touring and seeing all different sites. And our tour guide, the lady, told me that tomorrow she's going to take us for a tour of a synagogue, and she's going to give us all," this was a group of ladies, "a talis and tefillin to all put on, to have a taste of authentic Yiddishkeit." And she told me, this lady, it somehow doesn't feel right to her. She doesn't know, but it doesn't feel right as a lady she should be putting on talis and tefillin. So she wants to ask me, is it correct or is it not correct? So I said to her as follows, "Tell me, your tour guide, this lady who's taking you around, is she a married lady?" "Oh yes, she's a married lady." "Tell me, does she cover her hair? Does she wear a shaitel or a tichel?" "No." I said, "Oh, that's very interesting, because here she wants to give you a taste of authentic Yiddishkeit. Won't it make sense that she should start with things that she has to keep, i.e. for a lady to cover her hair, rather than going and doing things which she shouldn't be keeping or is not mechuyev to be keeping?" And I said to her, it was a famous rabbi, told the Reb Moshe Feinstein, good lado, addresses this question in his Sefer Igros Moshe about that there are groups of women who want to be the same as men. And therefore, they want to wear talis and tefillin, just like men do. We also want to. And somebody asked Reb Moshe, is this wrong? Is it osa al pi halucha? What's the halucha? And Reb Moshe writes back a moedike answer to this person and says as follows. We see many, many psikim, many, many mamore chazal, where the Torah praises women more than men. And we see there's no way that one can say in any way, chas v'sholem, that a lady is somehow inferior, a second-class citizen to any man. In fact, we find the opposite. Many places where Chazal are praising women much more than men. But, says Reb Moshe, each and every person, as I've said, has got their role to play and their tafkid. Now, we know throughout the ages there were certain Nushim Tzidkuniyos who did wear tefillin. We know it. But these were women who, because they were such a high and lofty madrega, they wanted to do mitzvahs even which they didn't have to do. Great Nushim Tzidkunias. But these women who you are speaking about, said Moshe, I see this is not why they want to put on the talis and tefillin. Rather, it is because they are annoyed. They are not happy. They look at themselves somehow as we are inferior to men, and therefore they want to be women's liberation. We want to be on the same as the men, and therefore we are putting it on. Said Reb Moshe, Oy Bazoi, was kimt oz van dem is that these women are making a protest. They want to say that we are annoyed. Why are we being discriminated against by the Torah? And oy bazoi, this is forbidden. And this is pushed people who are coming and chas v'shulem, they are rebelling against the Torah. So I said to this lady in the hotel, you tell me that this woman doesn't even cover her hair. So if so, it doesn't add up that she should be wearing tefillin. Obviously, the reason and the motive behind it is she's got a different agenda. This isn't coming from a pure place. This is coming from an impure place that she wants to be equal to men, and therefore it's forbidden. This woman said to me, thank you very much. She had such a feeling that this was what was lying behind it, but she wasn't sure. And this is taka, an important yesod. As I've mentioned, each and every person comes to this world for a particular tafkid, a particular tachlis. And our role isn't to compare ourselves to somebody else and say, I've got to be like him. We know some people are cleverer than the next person. So if he gets or she gets 100% in the test and I only got 90, 80, 70, 60, so I feel that I'm not as good as them. I'm inferior to them. Aber the emes is nishtazoi. If you do the best you are capable of, if you try your hardest, is that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of you. And it could be sometimes a person's 50 or 60% is a much greater achievement than somebody else's 90 or 100%. If you're doing what your tachlis is, that's all the Ribbono Shel Olam asks of us. We know B'shas Kabul HaTorah, the Yidden said, Nase V'nishma. Asks the Sfornoi, this is the first Sfornoi in the beginning of Parshas B'Haloisach. Why did the Yidden say, Lushin Rabim, Nase V'nishma? V'yoimri kol hu'om yachtov. They all said together, Yani kol hu'om yachtov, V'yoimri kol ha'shedib Hashem Nase V'nishma. They all answered together, and they said, Nase v'nishma. Why did they all answer together? Should each one have said for themselves, Ese v'eshma, I will do. Why does it say Nase? Zuk the Sfornoi, the Zel b'Yisod. We have different roles to be played in Klal Yisrael. The Sfornoi is actually speaking about the Menorah, the beginning of Ha'aloyscho, El mil p'nei ha-Menorah, Helo Neiro Seir. All the lights of the Menorah were shining towards the middle light. Says the Tzvonoi, the same thing is Batoira. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave different roles to each and every individual. And when the Yidden stood by Kabbalas HaTorah, they understood themselves. I myself cannot possibly keep the entire Torah by myself. Ve'yani kol ha'om yachdov. They said, together, together, nasa v'nishma, says the Sforni Keloima, bein kiluni, between all of us together, nashlem kavanusoi. We will get there, we will, between all ourselves. So some people are playing the violin, some are playing the cello, some are banging the drums, some are playing the cymbals. Between all of us, we will make this harmony of keeping the Torah, nasa v'nishma. So, we need to understand, because there are different roles. So the Gemara says, Nushim b'may zachyon. In other words, what is the role of a Yiddish mama? And the Gemara tells us, the schar that they bring their children to cheder, to Talmud Torah, to yeshiva, and they wake up at night for their husbands to come back from the Beis HaMedrash, that's the schis that they have. And the Forshim find this Gemara very difficult to understand. What's the Gemara's question? Nushim b'may zachyam. Why do you ask that question? What's the question mean, number one? And what's the teretz in the schiss of these two things? What's with all the other mitzvahs that they're doing? Women got to keep Shabbos. Women got all the mitzvahs exactly like men. Just mitzvahs, just man grum they don't have. So why doesn't the Gemara say, in the schiss of that, that they're doing all the other mitzvahs? What's the answer of the Gemara? This is a kasha which many Meforshim address. The Maharal in Seif al HaTorah explains to us as follows. The very line, the Gemara before, this is a Gemara, Masechtas Brochas and Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara asks this question. The line before that, the Gemara tells us a statement about women. And the Gemara tells us about women, that women are naturally, they are much, much more refined than men. G'doyla haftocha shivtich HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenushim yoyse min ho'anushim. We find that the promise of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to women, that they will get Olam Habo, is much clearer and much more explicit than that which is given to men. Shenema nushim sha'ananois. There's a pusik which says that nushim, women, are sha'ananois. They can remain at peace with themselves. They don't have to worry. For them it's much easier to get Olam Habo than it is for a man to get Olam Habo. That's what the Gemara tells us. Explains the Maharal as follows. That men, b'derech hateva, the way men are created, men are naturally much more aggressive than women. And one sees this, you see even little children, you have little children at home, a little boy and a little girl, you can't compare the things that little boys get up to. They're much, much more wild than little girls. You see this is the teva, how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has created men and women. Men are naturally more aggressive, naturally much wilder than women. So explains the Maharal, the reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given more mitzvahs to men rather than to women is not because somehow men are more privileged and therefore they deserve to get more mitzvahs, rather just the opposite. Men need more taming than women do, and therefore men have got to work harder to achieve what women do naturally. Women have it much easier. Writes the Maharal that the man who ish einoy michen kol kach el hashanan v'hamanicha hi oilam habo. He isn't naturally somebody who's on that level. He's going to get oilam habo. Aval hanushim re'im imechunim lo mitzad atzmam. They are naturally. That's how they are made. And therefore carries on the Maharal. That's why men have got a mitzvah of limud haTorah. Shi'amelim b'Torah b'lima noyach laila v'yom. They've got to be kept occupied the whole time. Because if men are just given too much free time, they'll get up to mischief and they'll get up to no good. And this is what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said b'shas kabbalas haTorah. Koisoima leveis Yaakov v'saged livnei Yisrael. And we know Koisoima tells us Rashi b'lushin raka. B'saged said, Lushan Kushan Kegidim, to men you have to be much stricter and much harsher with the men. Women speak Belushan Raka, because women you don't have to demand so much. They are naturally good. Azoizuk the Maharal. Now you know, I've never made this brucha in my life, but all of you make this brucha every morning. You make a brucha, Sha'osani Kitsoinai. What does this brucha mean? Sha'osani Kitsoinai? Everything is made according to the wish of the Rabbi Hashem. What is the kavuna of this brucha? You say, Boruch Atah Hashem, Lekeni Melech Ho'olam, Sha'osani Kitsoinai. Explains one of the great poskim on Shulchan Aruch, it's called the Shias Yaakov, lived about 200 years ago, was the Ruv of Lemberg. A gavaldi gavot, in a similar vein to the Maharal. And he explains as follows. That we know when Hashem came to create Udam Rishon, he asked the Malachi Hashus, Nasa Udam Betzalmein Ilushin Rabim, tells us Chazal, the Rabbi Hashem asked the Malach HaShus Kavyuchel for permission, can we create man, Udam HaRishon? And the Chazal tell us, the Meluchim weren't all so happy about it. Emes Oma Al Yivra, Shekilo Sheker, don't create man, he's full of lies. Sholem Oma Al Yivra, don't create man, Kila Katuta, he's full of machloikas, full of warfare. The Meluchim weren't happy about man being created. Says the Yeshias Yaakov, we don't find that when Hashem created Chava, that he asked again, Maluch Hashus, what about a lady? Can I create a man? A man I've already asked you about. What about a lady? He never consulted the Maluchim to ask whether they don't mind him creating Chava. Says the Yeshias Yaakov, because man, as we said, is naturally aggressive, naturally gets up to bad things, kilo sheker, kilo katuta, full of machlokes, full of lies. Therefore, the Malachim didn't want they should be created. But the Boshim overruled them and still created Odom Rishon. When it came to creating Chava, the Boshim didn't need to ask the Malachim because they had no reason to oppose. There was nothing bad in a lady that would should come along and say, I don't agree. Says Yeshias Yaakov, this is what the ladies every morning they say a brucha, Boruch Atah Hashem Lekeni Melech Ho'olam Sha'osani Kitsoinai. The boy should create me according to his wish. Ma'asha'ein Kein, when it came to Udam, it didn't go so easy. He had to overrule the Maluchim. They didn't want that he should be created. So we see here, this is the level of women. In the Medrash is written, the Medrash asks a question, why is it that B'shas Kabulas HaTorah, first, Rabbi Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the women. Koi soy malaves Yaakov. First, speak to the women. V'sageid livnei Yisrael. And then you speak to the men. Why the women before the men? Answers the Medrash. The reason being, Shehem mizdarzois b'mitzvois. Women are naturally eager to do mitzvahs. So you speak first to the women, and they'll say yes. Once the women have said yes, then the men will follow suit. The Rabbi Hashem didn't want to first ask the men. Eventually the men will say no. So first, the Rabbi Hashem said, speak to the ladies first. The ladies, Loma Lanushim Tchila, Shem Mizdazos B'mitzvos. And Rabbi Nebachai explains this Ba'arichas. We know the mother, the wife, she is referred to as the Akeres Habayis. She is the mainstay of the home. She builds the home, she molds the home, she sets the direction of the home. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Bachai, once you've got the women on board, the men are going to automatically follow. So again, we see the chashivas here of the ladies and the role of the ladies, how they are the ones to set the path for their husbands and their children to go on. We find in Medrash Rabbah, in Bereshis and Parsha Yud Zayin, is quoted a story. Says the Medrash, Ma'asa b'chusid v'chasido achas. There was a story of a man who was a chusid, a big tzaddik, who was married to a lady, a big tzaddikus. And unfortunately, they didn't have children. And after many years, they saw they're not having children. They decided they're going to get divorced and both get remarried. And hopefully, both of them will get children. Tells us the Medrash, this tzaddik ended up marrying a bad and evil woman. And this tzaddikus ended up marrying a bad and evil husband. Says the Medrash, what happened to these two couples? The tzaddik who ended up marrying an evil woman became a rosha like his wife. And this tzaddikus, who ended up marrying a bad and evil man, a rosha, made this rosha into a tzaddik. So therefore we see, says the Medrash, that hakoil min ha'isha. Everything depends on the wife. The tzaddik who went and married an evil woman turned into a rosha. The rosha who married the tzaddikus turned into a tzaddik. Says the Medrash, hevesh hakoil min ha'isha. Everything depends on the wife. Explained the Mephoshim, now we understand why Yaakov Avini was punished because he withheld Dina from Esav. How on earth? What's wrong? Why did Yaakov Avini get punished? How could he possibly allow Dina to marry Esav? Zug the Mephoshim, from here we understand, we must say, that if Dina would have married Esav, what would have resulted is that Dina would have been able to turn Esav Harosha into a tzaddik. This is what Dina was capable of. Hakoil min ha'isha. Everything depends on the wife. Now we understand very well the Gemara. The Gemara says, Noshim b'may zachyon. What is the role of the women? What's the role of the Yiddish mama? Answers the Gemara, the schar that they bring their children to cheder, the schar that they wait up from their husbands, from coming home from the Beis Hamidrash, from learning, doesn't mean just literally because they're staying up, they're taking their child in the morning to cheder. Rather, what the Gemara is telling us is that women's role is that the whole of Yiddishkeit depends on the wife. If you want to have Elacha kinder, it depends on the wife. If you want to have an Elacha husband, it depends on the wife. It's the wife who makes or breaks. She can make her husband, she can build him up, and chas v'shulam, she can break him. And we see this very clearly in the machloikas of Korach. Korach v'adosoi rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. How can a person rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu? It doesn't make any sense. They all saw Kabbalah Satorah. They all knew that Rabbi Moshe speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, punim apunim. How could Korach, in his wildest mind, go and rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu? Tells us in Medrash, you know who was? It wasn't really Korach's fault. Korach's wife. Korach's wife, the whole day, she told him, you're inferior to Moshe Rabbeinu. You're inferior to Aaron HaKohen. Stand up for yourself. Start doing something. She kept on having a go at him, pushing him and pushing him and pushing him, until Korach was forced by his wife to go and rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. That's an Isha Roh who took a tzaddik. Korach was a tzaddik. She took a tzaddik and she turned him into somebody to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. The opposite side of the spectrum, as we all know, Chazal say about the wife of Oyin ben Peles, Chochmas Nushim Bonsa Beisa, that she saved her husband. Oyin ben Peles was part of that as Korach. She told him, don't be silly. Don't be silly. This is a machloikas between Korach and Moshe. But you're for sure going to get punished. What are you going to gain from it? Keep out of it. It's not your machloikas. Just keep out of it. And she was the one who saved him. And so we see throughout the ages so many stories where the gadlus comes from the wife, from the women. We know Purim was only b'schis Esther Hamalka. Chanukah, b'schis Yehudis. Yetzias Mitzrayim was b'schis Nushim Tzidkunis, Nigalia v'Seini b'Mitzrayim. And say it simply throughout the ages, we know Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva came back from yeshiva with 24,000 Talmidim, and his wife Rochel came out to meet him. And Rebbe Kiva told his Talmidim, Sheliva Shalachem Shalohi. It's all in her merit. And the Medrash tells us as follows, that even after Rebbe Kiva had got married to Rochel, on condition he goes to learn yeshiva, he didn't want to go. Why did he want to go? Rebbe Kiva was so illiterate. Chazal tell us that Kalba Sevir, when he met him years later, said, if I would have known that my son-in-law would know even one Mishnah, I would have not have excluded them from all my property. So we see how Rebbe Kiva couldn't even, in the wildest dreams, did Kalba Sevir ever dream that his son would know even a Mishnah. So Rochel turned around to Rebbe Kiva after they got married and said, I want you to go to yeshiva. Rebbe Kiva said, I know, I agreed, but let's be serious about this. I should go to yeshiva. I don't know if you could read Aleph Beis. How can somebody who can't even read Aleph Beis go and sit in yeshiva with all people who are learning on a much higher level? Said Rebbe Kiva, they're going to laugh at me. They're going to poke fun at me. He was embarrassed. He didn't want to go. said Rachel, I will show you something. She took a plant and she put it on a donkey. She managed to put this plant tie it on to the donkey, and when the donkey went out in the street, it had like a little tree growing out of it on top of it, how she put it into this donkey. And everybody laughed. Look at this weird donkey with a tree growing on it. I've never seen such a weird spectacle. Everybody laughed at this donkey. Came the second day, people laughed again, but less than the third day, first day. Came the third day, nobody laughed anymore. They'd already seen it once, twice, they stopped laughing. Said Rachel to Rabbi Akiva, you see, everybody laughed at this donkey the first day, the second day. Came the third day, nobody laughed. Similarly, you'll go to yeshiva, everybody will laugh at you one day, laugh at you a second day. It comes the third day, nobody's going to laugh anymore. You don't have to worry, it's going to be fine. He listened to her, and off he went to the yeshiva. So you see how it was Rachel, how she was the one, she was able to convince Rabbi Akiva, go to learn. And this is the role of the ladies. We know Daf Yoimi today, one of the most famous, greatest ways of Limud HaTorah, of Habutzos HaTorah. The Lublina Rav Ramai Shapir, the founder of Daf Yoimi, said once, well, how did this come about, this idea of Daf Yoimi? He said when he was a 7-year-old boy, his mother told him, it was Pesach, that straight after Pesach we get it, he was a very clever boy, he was an Ilui, and the local Melamdim couldn't learn with him. His mother said to him, straight after Pesach, we've hired a top Melamed to come and teach you Torah. He's coming, mamash, the day after Pesach. It came the day after Pesach, his mother stood by the window, looking out the window. The Melamed didn't turn up. It came the second day after Pesach, his mother was standing by the window the entire day. And he said, Ramesh, be a little boy, 7 years old. He said to his mother, Mommy, why are you standing the whole day by the window? What are you looking for? So she told him, we've hired a Malamed to come and teach you. It's already 2 days after Pesach, and he's not coming. I'm worried perhaps we haven't paid enough for the Malamed. He decides it's not worth his while, and he decided not to come. And whilst she was talking to him, she started to cry. And he said to her, Mommy, why are you crying? 2 days after Pesach, nishkifelech, if she'll turn up tomorrow, don't have to cry, it's only 2 days after Pesach, who can come? And she said, no, my son, but for 2 days you haven't learned anything. For 2 days you haven't been learning. So even if he comes today or tomorrow, but you've missed out those 2 days. Said Ramai Shapira, those tears of his mother, when he was a 7-year-old boy, and he saw her crying by the window, but 2 days you haven't learned anything. That's what made him understand the importance of a daf yoimi. You can't go by a day without learning. I learn tomorrow, nothing happens. I missed today. Nishkifelech, not the end of the world. His mother's tears made such an impression on him that this is what brought him to the understanding the importance of daf yoimi. And today we have hundreds of thousands of Yidden across the globe who are learning every single day in every single place daf yoimi. Whose chus is this? The chus of this mother of Rav Meir Shapira standing by the window, but you didn't learn Torah today. What's going to be with you? So this is the avoida. This is the avoida which women have. Not chas v'shulim in any way inferior. Just the opposite. It's the men who are inferior. Men are inferior. Men need more mitzvahs. Men need taming. Men need being taught. And who's going to show them and who's going to teach them? It's the women who's going to show them. One of the great gedolim 150 years ago, his name was Reb Yitzchok Shmelkes. He wrote this many sforim called Beis Yitzchok. And he says, was one of the big poskim, and he says a gevaldi gevald, B'shas the Shira, we know it's written that the women also sang Shira. What was the Shira that the Miriam sang with all the ladies? Shiri Lashem ki guoi guo, sis v'roich voi, rumo v'yom. This one pusik. Ask Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkes, why for the entire Shira did Miriam Hanavia select this one point to mention? You know why Shir Hashem ki guoi guoi? You know why I'm singing to Hashem? Because sis v'roich voi, rumo v'yom. Because the chariot with the horse got drowned in the sea. Why this one thing does she mention from the entire Shira? So he says, a gevaldi gevald. We know the reason why the Eden came out of Mitzrayim. Shteit, the Rabbi Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Boitziachas ome Mitzrayim, Tavdin es Elohim, Aloha Hazev. When you come out of Mitzrayim, you're going to be Mekabel Torah on Har Sinai. So the women coming out Mitzrayim could think to themselves, that's very good for all the men, but we're not got a mitzvah limud Torah. So therefore, what's it mean for all of us? Where do we focus? Where do we come into all of this? B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf, not only were the Mitzrayim killed, all their horses were also killed. L'chayra, we need to ask ourselves. The Mitzrayim, we understand, deserved to be killed. They were a Shoyim, they wanted to kill the Yidin. But what did the horses do wrong? The horses were innocent. Why was the horse killed? From this we see the fact that the horse was killed because the horse is the one that transports the Egyptian soldiers. The horse makes it possible for them to come and attack the Yidin. Therefore, the horse is punished in the exact same way as the Egyptian soldiers. So when Miriam and Avia and all the ladies saw that not only were the Egyptian soldiers punished, but the horses were also punished, they understood from this that even if the women haven't got a mitzvah, limud Torah, but their role is to support their children, their husbands, to be their keres habayis, to make it possible to cultivate, to nurture, and to bring about that the children should be Erlecha Yidin, they will get the exact same schar as the men. So that's why, that was Dafka, the shir of the ladies. Shir Lashem ki gua gua sis v'roich v'rum v'yom. So therefore, similarly, the schar of the ladies is the identical schar, the schar of the men. And in fact, the Malbim writes something even more amazing. We know, lefim tzara agra, according to the effort you put in, that's the effort, that's the schar that you get. So we understand somebody learns l'shem shemayim gets a greater schar than somebody who doesn't learn l'shem shemayim. So if you have a husband who's not really a very chushavid, he's not a Talmud Chochem, he doesn't learn properly, he won't get much schar. So what will be with his wife? You can say she can only get as much schar as her husband because she's only a goyrim. She only causes her husband to learn. So if he didn't learn, he gets naught. She also gets naught. L'chayra, says the Malbim Nishtazoi. The husband, he will get the schar according to his efforts. He came to the Beis HaMedrash, but he was sitting, drinking coffee, schmeezing. He wasted his time. He doesn't get schar. But his wife will get the full amount of schar because she's done her job. She sent her husband off to the Beis HaMedrash. The fact that he didn't learn there, that's not her concern. She's done her part. So says the Malbim, she will get a greater schar even more than the husband will get a schar. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, one of the Gedoyle Hador, the Rub of Yerushalayim, before his Rebbetzin was Nifta, he said to her, I want to tell you something. I want to ask you what you should say in Bezen Shemala. When you're going to come up to Bezen Shemala, they're going to ask you, what did you do with your life? You can say, what do you mean? You know who my husband was? My husband, the Gudla Dor, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Ruv Yishalayim. Say, Gudla Dor? He was a nobody. He's an Amoritz, good for nothing. So they're going to say, so that's what you devoted your life to, looking after a husband, a good for nothing? You don't deserve any oil in my bowl. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, so I'm telling you what to answer. You will answer Bezen Shemala, and you will say as follows. Listen, I'm a lady. I don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I cannot know and decide who is the emissar Godel B'Torah and who isn't. I understood that he was an Odom Godel. That's what I thought. You're telling me he's not? There's no way I could have known it. And the Bezen Shemala will say, you're 100%, you're correct. And they will give you Oile Mabo. The problem is, what am I going to do, said Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, when I get up to Bezen Shemala after 120? What am I going to say? I haven't got what to say. So you'll again intercede on my behalf, and you're going to say, what type of Oilem Habo is it for me to sit here knowing that my husband Nebuch is suffering in Gehenna? Please bring him here next to me that I should be able to have Oilem Habo. So that way, through you, I will be Zoicha to Oilem Habo in your schis. So here we see again this same Yesod. The role of the ladies, this is to cultivate, to nurture, to bring out the greatness in each and every one of their husbands. They are the foundation of Klal Yisrael. We know one of the Nevi'os was Devorah. Nevoira state in Sefer Shoft in Perik Dalet. Nevoira was Ashes Lapidos. She was the wife of Mr. Lapidos. Tells us Chazal his name wasn't actually Lapidos. Why was he called Lapidos? He was a big Amhoritz. He couldn't learn at all. So Devoira Hanavia decided, she said, you know what, how am I going to get my husband to go up to the Beis HaMikdash to be Oile Regel, to associate with from Eile Chayidin? He doesn't learn, he doesn't understand anything. So she decided, I'm going to make nice candles to go and light them in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Go and light them in the Mishkan and Shiloh. And Lapidos, my husband, he will transport them. He will take them to the Mishkan. So therefore, she was referred to as Ashes Lapidos. Because the wife of Lapidos, says Ramesh Shapira, why is she referred to as Ashes Lapidos? She was a Nevi'ah in her own right. So why does the Torah, the Pusik in Shoftim, when speaks about Devorah, say, Devorah Hanavi, you know who she was? Ashes Lapidos. That's not important, he was a nobody. Tells Ramiah Shapira, here we see, although she in her own right was a Nevi'ah, but at the same time she understood, I've got to do something for my husband. My husband is Amhoritz, he can't learn. He'll never be able to learn. Perhaps he had some learning difficulty, I don't know. How can I get him to be amongst the Eile Chayidin? She thought of a strategy. I'll make candles. He'll take them to the Mishkan. He'll be there with such an Ala Eile Chayidin. She told him, you'll be with them in this world, and through that way, you will be with them in the next world. Says Ramiah Shapira, that's the true praise of a Yiddish Shemama, that she understands her role is not just herself. Her role is she's got the responsibility and the achrayas, and that's a great achrayas, to be the foundation of Klal Yisrael, the Akeres Habayis, the Eim Abunim Semecha. Shavuos is the yahrzeit of the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes. It's actually his 70th yahrzeit now, the first day Shavuos. And he would say over Gevaldi Gevalt, his father, Sfas Emes, said, when the Yid says in Halel, Ono, say, Ono, please Hashem, that's a time when you can ask for everything you want. Said the Imre Emes, people thought my father was referring to Ono Hashem Hoshiano. Said the Sfas Emes, that's not what my father meant. What my father meant, Ono Hashem ki ani avdech, ani avdecho ben amasecho. Rabbi Nishloim, I'm a son ben amasecho of my mother, doing this chiz for my mother. This chiz of my mother, Nushim Tzidkuni, is please Hashem help me. I have no schism. Ono Hashem, please help me. Why? Ki ani avdech, ani avdecho ben amasecho. Bischiz Nushim Tzidkuni is Nigalia v'seim Mitzrayim. And this is a moidika thing, which is a zoichemit Hashem to the Gila, Kroiva, Bimhair of Yomeini, Omen.